Don't argue with a fool. Hey, listen, we've all met people that are totally unteachable. It's not even worth talking to them. Save your breath. So what's more effective? If you're talking with someone who is not teachable and all they want to do is argue, what do you do? Well, here's what Daryl Davis did. He's an African-American jazz musician. And he has, over the years, befriended Ku Klux Klan members, and over 200 of them have given up their robes. Google it. How crazy is that? In other words, rather than arguing with people who are very vocal about their dislike of a certain race, why argue? Instead, what he did is he took them out for drinks. He hung out with them. Music bonded them together, the very first one. And as a result, they never had a drink with an African-American man before. And sure enough, they began to be his friend, and then they gave up their robes. My point is this. You cannot argue with a fool. Save your breath. We all need people who are willing to step toward a relationship and prove other people wrong by their actions. So we've seen this lately with Ellen and George W. Bush a few months ago. But you see people that are literally getting to know the other party, getting to connect with the other ideology. And it's through relationships that we can impact other people and change other people. This is Carrie Oberbrunner. Be a soul on fire. Let me know your thoughts. Do you think it's ever worth arguing with a fool?